What's up, guys? My name is Eric, and this is 5 Minute Truth. Thanks for listening. Let's get it rolling. Okay, so if you've listened to any of the episodes leading up to this point, you will know that we are going through the Gospel of John. Last time we looked at Jesus turning water into wine, which is like one of the coolest miracles ever. And today we're going to look at one time where he absolutely loses it because of something that was going on in the temple. I love this story. This is so cool because I don't know about you, but I often lose it. Now mine is not as righteous as Jesus by any stretch of the imagination. Mine usually like centers around golf. Like I miss a putt or I shank a ball into the water or something like that. But Christ is much more righteous than me, and I think much more righteous than most of us. He loses it for something that is actually worthy of having anger for. So let's check it out. John chapter 2, verse 13. It says this: "When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and in the temple courts he found people selling cattle, sheep, doves, and others sitting, exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords, and he drove them all from the temple courts." Now, I don't know about you, but that's not exactly the way I handle it. You know, that's not the first thing that comes to my mind. Like, hey, I'm really upset. Like, let's make a whip and like show people what's going on. But that's the way Jesus handles it. He drives the sheep. The next verse says he drove out both the sheep and the cattle. So it wasn't just the people that pissed him off. It was the sheep and the cattle too. He was like, dude, if you're at all associated with this, I'm going to get you out of the temple, even if you're a sheep. It's a really funny scene in my head. I'm sure it's something that would be hilarious if like you weren't actually involved. Okay, let me get back to the verse. He scatters coins. He scatters coins to the money changers and overturns the tables. And to those who sold the doves, he said, "Get these out of here and stop turning my father's house into a market." Okay. So what is it about this scene that makes Jesus just absolutely go off? I think there's two things here that we have to realize. Number one, you have to understand a little bit about the Jewish sacrificial system. This was a system that was designed in the Old Testament as a way to, you know, get to God. It was designed as a reflection of the heart. I am sorry for my sins, so I'm going to give up something that is meaningful to me to demonstrate to God that I am repentant. The heart is what is important. The action is not important. But by the first century, the people of the Jewish religion had flipped this on its head, and the action had become more important than the heart. There was no sacrifice here. This wasn't something that was important to the people. This was something that they purchased 5 minutes before they got into the temple, right? They just bought the dove. Then they go in, they kill it. And for whatever reason, that brings them close to God. And that was not the design of the Jewish sacrificial system, right? The Jewish sacrificial system was designed to reflect the heart of man as man approached God in contrition and in repentance. So the people of Jesus' time had missed this. Not only that, they were making money off of the people who had missed this. So that's something that Jesus just did not stand for. The second part, and you have to understand a little bit about Jewish or about temple design here and Jewish tradition here in order to see one of the reasons Jesus was so upset. This was going on in the outer courts of the temple. And the outer courts of the temple were the one place where Gentiles, non-Jews, could come and pray. It was the one place where Jews could come and experience the presence of God. But the Jews had taken this away from the Gentiles, and it had become a marketplace instead of a place of prayer. Now, this was a place of prayer for people that had no other place of prayer. And the Jews of Jesus' day had taken it away. So not only had they set themselves above the Gentiles and said, we are able to come into the temple, you are not, which is not at all the heart of God, they had also eliminated any access that the Gentiles of the day had to the presence of God, which was the temple. So those two factors when Jesus sees this scene, it breaks his heart. You see, he had been with God. He knows God's heart. He knows God's heart is one of mercy and love. He wants his people to come to him with contrition and with repentance. And Jesus knows that better than anybody. And the fact that the Jews had missed that absolutely sets him off, to the point where his resolution is to make a whip out of cords and drive them out of the temple. But you see, the reason I love this story is because I think we live our lives this way, right? We think that if we just serve on this ministry, or if we just put the right amount in the offering plate, or if we just do this, or if we just do this, if I'm just nicer to my wife, or if I just treat my grandmother better, whatever it is, that will somehow absolve us to God. That will make us closer to God. And that's not the truth. The truth is, our heart is what God cares about. Our actions will flow from the state of our heart. Our actions are not as important as what is inside of our heart. That is what God is looking at. And the people of the first century had missed that. And I know about myself, I miss that every single day, and I need a reminder. So this is a great story to remind me of the fact that my heart is central to God. That is what he wants. He wants my heart. All right, guys, thanks for listening. Have an awesome day, and I'll see you next time.